Hey, listeners, get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required. Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is to find your happy place, or create one. Whether your home is big or small, and whether you live alone or with lots of people, it's wise to find or create a spot that reliably puts you in a good mood. My family moved to a new house a few months ago, and so I've been thinking about how exactly one creates happy places. In our old home, one of my happy places was the sofa on the covered back porch. The porch was up a story from the ground, and so you could look out on the trees and feel peaceful, even if there was chaos inside the house. That porch was a lovely feature when we bought the house, but of course we actively chose to make it even better, putting an outdoor sofa there, for instance, and tending the backyard plants and trees to ensure that something lovely was blooming for big chunks of the year. Covered porches are certainly a prime spot for happy places, but happy spots can be anywhere. A chair in front of a nice window, or a window seat, a hammock or chair swing, a sofa where you can cuddle up with a good book. The good news is that if you don't have a happy place in your home, it is quite possible to create one, even if you have a small space, and even if you live with others. I think there are three main ingredients. First, you need to be comfortable. So it's probably somewhere reasonably soft where you can sit or lie down. Second, you need a pleasant view without anything in sight that nags you about work to be done. And third, it needs to be associated with pleasant things that you really like to do, an association that can become stronger with repetition and time. So let's start with physical comfort. If you don't have a cozy perch already, see if you can spruce up something you own, or just pick up a papasan chair for inside or a hammock for outside. Both are pretty affordable items. Maybe you add a soft rug to feel warm under your feet. Then concern yourself with the view. Can you turn your perch so you see a window or an attractive part of your house? You might need to do a little reorganizing to make sure you're not looking at something that looks like a to-do list. Simple is better. So a wall with a picture and a plant and a pretty container will be better than a complicated bookcase or something that can get cluttered. If you are looking out the window, try to choose a view that is reasonably serene. This can be within your control over time. Put potted plants on a balcony, or you can plant some year-round greenery outside to hide the view of your neighbor's ugly shed. Then, finally, try to build up the association of your perch with pleasant feelings and activities. I liked a particular chair in my old family room because that's where I sat and had my coffee in the morning. I liked the outside porch sofa because that's where I would sit and read some nights after the kids went to bed. My husband would sometimes sit there too, and so I associated it with summer sounds, relaxing, and hanging out together. To truly make something into your happy place, consciously start doing something you enjoy in that spot. Do your crossword puzzle in a chosen chair. Do your cross-stitching in the nook by the window. Read books on the hammock or on your sofa. Maybe grab a favorite beverage appropriate for the time of day. The more you do this, the more the place will feel like your special spot. When you create a happy place, you give yourself a tool for stepping away from your problems. Without taking out your car keys, you can go there anytime you need to get away. Where is your happy place? You can let me know at laura@lauravanderkam.com. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Set sail and save right away when you book your next Disney cruise vacation with UndercoverTourist.com. Undercover Tourist is your secret for savings on all Disney Resorts vacations. And now, fun in the sun with Disney Cruise Lines. How about enchanting entertainment or an exclusive visit to Castaway Key? Anything's possible aboard a Disney cruise vacation. Book now with UndercoverTourist.com, an authorized seller, and get a free in-room decor package with your Disney Cruise Line booking. Plus, exclusive savings at checkout. UndercoverTourist.com.